Joining us on KMBR 680, Giants and Braves coming up. It is Brandon Belt. All right, Atlanta. How do you like Atlanta?
I like it, I guess. It's fun to get back on the East Coast a little bit and getting that warmer weather, which has been pretty warm in San Francisco the past few days. But, yeah, it's nice to be over there. Ball carries well, so they got a tough team. We'll see what we can do.
So you've had an interesting month. You hit the home runs and everything went well, and all of a sudden then you had all the strikeouts. How do you assess it? What's going on?
I assess it as just baseball, I guess. I mean, that's what I chalk it up to. There's going to be times when you're going to have some of those little downturns a little bit. I think the best thing I can do is just minimize it as much as possible, keep it to a series at the most. So, right now I feel a lot better, and just keep it simple, stupid, as we like to say, and go up there, see the ball, and hit the ball.
Just see it and hit it. How are your eyes? Someone called in the other day and said he needs glasses.
I don't think so. I got 20/12 vision, so I think that's all good. I don't know if most people understand this, but it is part of baseball. You're going to have some low times in there, and that's why you play 162 games for the most part. You average it out in the end, and hopefully you come out better than you were last year and better than you want to be.
Yeah, well, it should be. All right, Brandon Belt is with us. Well, Clark is here, and I chatted with him earlier today. I know he worked with you defensively today. What was that all about?
We just worked on a little footwork around the bag. Once again, in this game, you can never be content with what's happening. So we're always out there trying to figure out some way to get better. And today we're working on footwork around the bag, and pickoffs in particular, and working on getting my glove down a little bit faster. So we kind of figured out some tricks over there, or I did today, and I think it's going to work well in the game.
Oh, good. Hey, you made a play the other day that I was talking to Will about, Sean Dunston. You know, when you came across and fielded the bunt, went to third, turned it into double play. I mean, that is what I like to say, old-time baseball. How about that play?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, I can move all right over there, and I got a pretty good arm, so I want to make sure I utilize that as much as possible. And, if the opportunity is there to get an out at third or at second, that's what I'm going to try to do. And if it's not, then that's when you turn around and go to first with it.
So is that a called play? How does that work?
Sometimes it is, but for the most part, I'm always looking to do that. I'm anticipating a throw just to third or second or whatever the situation dictates. And if it's not there, that's when I kind of turn and go to first. And then also there's times later on in the game where you just want to get an out.
Yeah.
So at that point in time, you just look to go to first base right there.
All right. Now, the danger, of course, is the bunt and take it off and they do a slash and you go, wait a minute.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, but all you can do is just kind of break down and hope it doesn't hit it too hard and hit you in the face. But that's what I got a glove for, I guess, and hopefully my reaction timing is pretty good out there. But, for the most part, you just kind of break down and, hope it goes right to your glove.
Did the home run surprise you at all the first couple of weeks? They're still up there in the league leaders, really.
It was a little surprising just because over my entire lifespan, I've never really started out super hot. So, it was kind of a surprise that the home run swing came that early, because for me, it's usually a rhythm and timing thing and usually comes a little bit later in the season. So it was nice to go out there and get those early on and kind of get some RBIs and score some runs for our team. And we got a lot of W's.
Yeah. How do you like the first month? I mean, a lot of National League West, a little bit of Cleveland. Now you guys are out on kind of the first interesting road trip. But how do you assess the first month? Saw a lot of the West. I don't think anybody pushed you around, and of course you swept Cleveland. So, for a ball club to get off to a good start, I think you got off to a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got off to a pretty good start this month. And, those games that we lost there in the middle were games that we beat ourselves, and we were just getting ourselves out a lot at the plate, making stupid mistakes. So I think once you cut those down, we got a chance to get a lot of W's out there.
All right, last thought for Brandon Belt. Of course, a pleasure to have him on with us. Superstitions, and a lot of people go through superstitions, say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and that's the way I'm going to get out of the slump.
Not me. I'm just like, I'm the least superstitious person on this team, I think, but I think it's just a matter of getting down there, putting some hard work in the cage, and once you get out on the field, like I said before, just keeping it simple, stupid, and make sure you go up there and see the ball hit the ball. If you can make it as simple as that, you're usually going to be okay.
All right. Many, many, many more games ahead, Brandon. Nice to have you with us.
All right. Thank you.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.